Good morning, goalies. Welcome to Coffee with Coach. This is Mike Valley. I'm the former goalie coach for the Dallas Stars. Also worked with the Nashville Predators before my time with the Stars. And worked with Hockey Canada. I served on their advisory board and was lucky enough to be part of a couple of their camps. Wanted to first explain why we're calling this Coffee with Coach. Well, when I was with the Dallas Stars, we had our coaches' room set up in the back of the practice facility. The players would enter from the front of the facility. There was never a great opportunity in the morning. It was kind of awkward to be able to catch up with your goalies. So I got into this habit of going and grab a coffee, and I'd sit down with the players at the or the goaltenders in the players' lounge. And it was an awesome opportunity to sit down and understand like how they're doing, how they're feeling, so I could see how they are mentally and physically before we went out on the ice. Because how they felt was going to dictate how I was going to kind of run the practice and how hard I was going to be on them. And, you know, you're always trying to figure out different angles as a goalie coach. So it was just a great, you know, opportunity to be able to connect. And that's what I want to do with you guys. Keep these segments very, very casual. I'm sitting here having a coffee right now and be able to share some of the cool knowledge and experiences that I had as a coach with some of the top goaltenders in the world, and be able to bring that to you in a way that it can really make a difference in your career and bring, you know, some positive development just by listening to these segments. So the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to talk to you about an experience that I had with my first coach, his name was Mark Crawford, and nicknamed Crow. Crow was an unbelievable guy, one of the kindest human beings that I've been around, but a fierce, fierce competitor. One of the first things that he told me when I joined the coaching staff, as he said, "Vals, listen, there's two things. There's winning and there's misery, and there's nothing in between." It took me a while to understand what exactly he meant with that, because, you know, I thought, okay, there's 82 games. Of course, you're going to lose a couple games. And, you know, I didn't really get it. But after my first season, I understood. I understood exactly what that meant, because winning cures everything. That's the approach that every NHL team takes. And quite frankly, every NCAA, junior team, CHL team, bantam, midget team, everybody takes the same approach. So when you win, it's great to be around the room. Right, you could have gone out and you could have played terrible as a goaltender, but you still managed to win 5-4 and everybody's happy. But when you lose, and again, you might have had a great game as a goaltender, you lost 2-1 and made 40 shots, but now everybody's miserable. That's really how it is in the NHL. There's winning, there's misery, there's nothing in between. And like I said, the other saying he used is winning cures everything. When you're a winner, when you're winning hockey games, you are going to get the attention from the level above. If you're trying to climb the hockey ranks, you're going to get more starts. You're going to get, seen more recognition. It's winning literally cures everything. Now, the frustrating part is, as a goaltender, we can't always determine the outcome of the game. And what I mean by that is that we can't go score goals. But what we can do, and the mindset that you need, is to be able to put your team in a position to win. You want to go out there on the ice and be able to give your team the chance to win every single night. And that's a mindset. So, for example, you might be a terrible team and you're going in and playing the best team, and all you're thinking as a goaltender is, I just don't want to embarrass myself. Just go out and have a good game, and you know, at least people say, hey, good job, dude. You played well. That mindset we can't have. The best competitors that I've been around, whether it's, you know, a guy like Tim Thomas, or Jack Campbell was like this, or Michael DiPietro, who's now in Vancouver system. He was at the Hockey Canada camp. These guys go out and they just want to compete and give their team a chance to win every single night. And that's the mindset that you need. You can throw, you know, technique and all these things. They're so important. Yeah, your pads look, your mask, your paint job, blah, blah, blah. the only thing that matters at the end of the day when a scout is looking at you or when a coach is looking at who he's going to play the next game is, does this kid give me a chance to win? And that's the kind of the label that you want placed on you, right? So there's a lot of great goalies out there that are awesome in practice. You put them in a game, they disappear. So one of the things I like to do as well is I like to look at other sports and find other athletes and other stories. And one of the ones that I recently found was a girl named Naomi Osaka, a tennis player. She was playing this young, 15-year-old Coco that's, kind of just jumped onto the tennis scene here and made a big splash. And anyhow, Naomi was playing her, and I really liked seeing kind of the articles after, because Naomi went out and crushed her. And she was described as basically having like this mask, this, competitive like spirit that just took over her as soon as she got onto the court. And she went out there and literally crushed Coco. And then after the game, she all of a sudden becomes human again and, is consoling Coco and showed this, just amazing, character that she had and sportsmanship. And it was just really, really cool. But when she was out there competing, when she stood on that court, she was out there to win. And that's what we want to do as goaltenders. You want to start training yourself that as soon as you put your skates on that ice, right, everything else disappears. Excuses disappear. Problems disappear, right? You go out there, you give your team a chance to win every single night. If you can do that, people are going to notice, all right? And so having that really high level of the competitive spirit is something where you can differentiate yourself from a lot of other goaltenders. So I want you guys to think about that. And again, recognize that at the end of the day, there's a lot of people out after the same job. There's got to be something that differentiates this goalie from that goalie. Use this as one of them. All right. Listen to this in the car. When you get an extra few minutes at home, grab a coffee. If you drink coffee, I do. And sit down and really kind of internalize some of these lessons that I'm going to share with you. Hope you enjoyed it, guys. I will talk to you later on.